So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlokes and Rabbi Akiva's question regarding the case of ha'isa malacha achas b'shabbosas harbe. If one repeated the same malacha over several shabbosas and it was behelam echad, does it require multiple chatois or only one chatos? Rabbi says the question was only in the case of zadin shabbos v'shigas malachis ikeguf and damyan eloi. If he was aware that it is Shabbos but forgot that these malachas are forbidden, then during the weekdays he might not realize that these malachas are forbidden. Is every Shabbos considered a separate entity, and therefore in addition to requiring a separate chatas for each malacha, he requires a separate chatas for each malacha for each Shabbos, or only one chatas for each malacha for all Shabbos? However, in the case of Shigur Shabbos Bezad Malachas, Yamish bin the time having Yadiyah Lechalik. We forgot that it is Shabbos, but he knowingly did the Malachas. Since during the weekdays he would realize it was Shabbos, we certainly consider them as separate Shabbos, and he requires a separate Chatzos for each Shabbos. While Rav Chizda says vice versa. The question was only regarding Shigur Shabbos Bezad Malachas, Yamish bin the time having Yadiyah Lechalik Eloi. We forgot that it is Shabbos, but he knowingly did the Malachas. Since during the weekdays he would realize it was Shabbos, do we consider the Shabbos as a separate Shabbos or as one Shabbos? However, in the case of Zadin Shabbos v'Shigas Malachas Kaguf and Damin, if he was aware that it is Shabbos but forgot that these Malachas are forbidden, we certainly consider every Shabbos a separate entity, and therefore in addition to requiring a separate Chatzos for each Malacha, he requires a separate Chatzos for each Malacha for each Shabbos. The Gemara now applies this Machlokes to two contradicting braises. One braise says, HaKosev Shtei Oisiyas Behelam Achas Chayev. Someone wrote two letters on Shabbos in one period of forgetfulness, he's chayv chatas. But beis alamas, if he wrote two letters with an awareness in between, there is a machlekes. Regnil machayv, vacham patron. Regnil holds he's chayv chatas because ein yedi lechatzi shir. This is considered one period of forgetfulness because his awareness in the middle is not considered a realization of the other. While vacham holds he's potter mechatas because yesh yedi lechatzi shir. And Regnil agrees in the case of kasav ois achas b'shabbazu vois achas b'shabbaz acher is potter. If he wrote one letter on one Shabbos and wrote the second letter on the following Shabbos, he's Pater Mechatas. While the other Braisa says that the Machlekes applies even in the case of Achas B'Shabbazu V'Achas B'Shabbazu R'Gnil Mechayev V'Chacham Patron. R'Gnil holds his Chayev Chatas, while Chacham holds his Pater Mechatas. According to Rav Chizda, we reconcile the two Braises as follows. There's no Machlekes. And in both Braises, R'Gnil follows Rabbi Kiva. However, it depends. The first Braise is a case of Zodin Shabbos V'Shigis Malachah is Pater. He's Pater because Shabbos is Keguf and Damin. The two Shabbos are considered two separate entities, and therefore the two Oasis do not combine for a Chiyav Chatas. While the second Braise is a case of Shigis Shabbos V'Zodin Malachah is Chayiv. He's Chayiv because he holds Enya Dilechatzi Shir. While according to Rava, we reconcile the two Braises as follows. Both Braises are a case of Zodin Shabbos V'Shigis Malachah. However, in the first Braise, R'Gmlil follows Rabbi Kiva, who holds Shabbos is Keguf Echidhen. The two Shabbos are considered one entity. Therefore, the two Oasis do combine for a Chiyav Chatas. While in the second Braise, R'Gmlil follows Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Shabbos is Keguf and Damin. The two Shabbos are considered two entities. Therefore, the two Oasis do not combine for a Chiyav Chatas. The Gemara now explains the discussion of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva, and the Mishnah according to the Machlokes Rabbi Rav Chisda. Amaloi, Chayav Kol Achas V'Achas Mekabel Chemer. Uma Nida. Rabbi Eliezer resolved the question of Shabbos from a Kabbal Chema of one who cohabited with a Nida multiple times, who brings multiple Chatois. Now, according to Rabbah, that Rabbi Kiva's question was regarding Zod and Shabbos Veshigas Malachas, Ikeguv and Damani Loi. The Kabbal Chema was from a case of Nidas. He had cohabited with several Nidas, and it requires multiple Chatois because the Guf and Ninu. Each Nida is a separate being. Likewise, in the case of Zod and Shabbos Veshigas Malachas, he requires multiple Chatois because Shabbos Ikeguv and Damani. Each Shabbos is a separate entity. While according to Rav Chizda, that Rabbi Kiva's question was regarding Shigur Shabbos v'Zadim Malachas, Yom Shabbin time Ihavin Yadi L'Chalik Eloi. The Kavachim was from a case of Nida Shabbo Alao V'Tavla V'Rasa, V'Chazru V'Alao, V'Tavla V'Rasa, V'Chazru V'Alao. He had cohabited with only one Nida multiple times, and the Nida had purified herself in between each Bia. And it requires multiple Chatois because Tevila is having Kiyom Shabbin time. Since he was able to realize in the interim that she was a Nida, it is considered a Yadiyah. Likewise, in the case of Shigur Shabbos v'Zodim Malachis, it requires multiple chatois because Yom Shabbin the time having Yadi L'Chalik. Beleza then maintained his Kabbal Chema from Abala Ketanis. According to Rabbah, Hainu Diktani Ketanis. Ketanis is pluralized because he cohabited with several Ketanis that were Nidus. While according to Rav Chizda, my Ketanis, Ketanis Tiyama. Ketanis is a general term, but he cohabited with only one Ketana, a Nida. The Gemara concludes with a braisa that disagrees with our Mishnah and holds that Rabbi Kiva's initial question was regarding Nida. And Rabbi Eliezer resolved the question through a kavochemer from Shabbos. Hanulach Amrulah, we have Baruch Hashem completed the third paragraph of Masechtas Krisis, and we now begin the fourth paragraph, Safek Ochel Chelev Be'ez Hashem. Tzak the Mishnah. Safek Ochel Chelev, Safek Loi Ochel. Someone ate a piece of fat, but he did not know whether it was Chelev, forbidden fats, or Shuman permitted fats. Or, Vafela Ochel, Safek yesh b'kashir, safek ein bo. He did know it was chayl, but he did not know whether it had a shir kezayis or was less than a shir kezayis. Or shumin v'chayl v'lefanav v'achal echad mehen. There were two pieces lying before him. One was chaylev and one was shuman, and he ate one of the pieces, but he did not know whether he ate the piece of chaylev or shuman. Or, his wife and sister were with him, and he cohabited with one, but he did not know whether it was ishtoy or achayse. Or, Shabbos v'yam chal. It was Shabbos and a weekday, and he did work, but did not know whether it was on Shabbos or on Yom Chal. In all these cases, maybe Hashem Tali. He brings in Hashem Tali for a questionable aver. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlekes in the Mishnah's first case, Savak Achel Chelev, Savak Lo Achel. Ravasi says, Chaticha Acha Sheninu, Savak Shal Chelev, Savak Shal Shuman. If there was initially only one piece of fat before him, but he did not know whether it was Chelev or Shuman, if he ate that piece, he requires an Hashem Tali. While Chiba Rav says, Chaticha Mishtei Chaticha Sheninu. Only if there were initially two pieces before him, one of chaylev, one of shuman, and he ate one of them, but he did not know whether the piece he ate was the chaylev or the shuman, only then he requires a nashim tali. But in the case of chaticha achas, one does not bring a nashim tali. And the Gemara explains, the machlekes is based on the interpretation of the pasuk of ashim tali. V'im nefesh kisechata v'asas ha'achas m'kal mitzvah sashem, asher lo yisrael senom. Vasi holds, yesh im l'mesiris. We go by the way the word mitzvah is written in the Torah with only one letter vav. Therefore, mitzvahs ksiv. The word mitzvah is singular and refers to one chaticha. While Chiba Rav holds yeshem lemikra. We go by the pronunciation of mitzvahs with two letters vav. Therefore, mitzvahs karina. The word mitzvahs is pluralized and refers to two chatichas. Rav Zera cites Rav, who also holds chaticha mishtei chaticha sheninu. However, Rav Zera gives a different reason. As Rashi explains, Ashem Tali bo lahagin min ha'yisur, and ha'shiyavad alay v'yavichatas. The purpose of the Ashem Tali is to temporarily protect the person from affliction until he eventually becomes aware that he committed an avera, and he then brings the karbachatas. Therefore, shtei chatichas efshel levar yisurai. If there were two pieces there initially, he can eventually become aware of a vadi yisur. If the remaining piece is determined to be shuman, he obviously ate the piece of chaylev. However, chaticha achas yevshel vari surai. If there was only one piece there initially, he can never become aware of a vadi yisur because the piece that was eaten can never be identified. As the Gemara explains, the distinction between the two reasons lies in the case of kezayis umechtsa. Initially, there was a kezayis of chaylev and a half a kezayis of shuman. According to Yesh Im LaMikro, Leka Mitzvah is Upata. He's Pata because two full kezayim are required initially. While according to Reb Zeira, Efshel Avar Yisurei V'Chayev, he is Chayev because he can eventually become aware of Avad Yisur. If the Chatzi Zayis is identified as Shuman, he obviously ate the kezayis Chaylev. This discussion continues in the next daf.